Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes. My gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Woo!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Visit a store today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Sometimes the safest place is the most dangerous. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
The trial of Richard Allen, it is taking place finally in Delphi. Judge Gull proceeding over all of the proceedings. We talked to Bob Mata, defense attorney, just the other day, who's in the courtroom. And despite all of the chaos that we saw going into this, everybody kind of looking at this going, is this going to be fair and just? He, who has been very critical of it, saying, yeah, in the courtroom when this is going on, everybody's very respectful, and it seems like a trial very much on the up and up. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. It is a case, though, that is very heavily weighted on eyewitness testimony. We're hearing a lot of different testimony from people who were 16 at the time that they were out at the Monon High Bridge, where they claimed they saw Bridge Guy, and now they're in adults. They're in their 20s. Also, a woman who goes out walking every day, enjoys that spot. I totally get that. Who knows the scene, knows what cars are parked there, what days, and her testimony also making some impacts in the court this week. Siobhan, let's start out by talking about eyewitness testimony in general and how reliable it is, how unreliable it is, and the fact that we're talking about people trying to recall an event from 2017.
Yeah, eyewitness testimony is notoriously unreliable, and there are just hundreds of cases of people who have been convicted over the decades based upon eyewitness testimony that we later find with other evidence, confessions, or DNA, sophisticated technology, we find that none of that was true. And so our brains create stories, and they try to fill in the blanks and fill in the missing pictures. And it's, you know, it's troublesome in a case like this where the stakes are so high.
Yeah. I mean, I certainly don't blame any of these people who are testifying, no. These witnesses, as like if they're trying to mislead, they're not. I mean, this is just, it's how our brains work. It's literally filling in the missing blanks.
Fills in the blanks.
Yep. We knew that the event occurred. We have the setting. We have all that. Now it's when it's recalled every time our brain is like, okay, here's what's in that scene. Here's the pieces we're putting back into this puzzle. Because it's not like we're picking up off of a record or something and listening to that tape. It's being recreated every single time.
Yeah.
And let's talk about that, because we have one eyewitness, a middle-aged woman who is recounting it, and her recount of the scene actually adds up. We have video footage from the grocery store. We have video footage of the car, and all of her timestamps add up as to what she says happened, when they happened. Her big piece of testimony, which completely throws to the wind the timeline of the state, is that she says when she got off of the trail walking that day, Richard Allen's car, which she believes is right at the front of the trailhead, was gone. And the timing on that is key because they're saying that's when he would have been down by the river killing the girls. But according to her, he already left the trail for the day. According to him, he had already left the trail for the day as well. You have this other eyewitness testimony of people saying they saw Bridge Guy. These were 16-year-old girls at the time, now in their 20s, recalling this. Does age play a factor in recalling eyewitness testimony, especially when you're talking about years like that, going from teens to early 20s? I mean, those are some very interesting mm-hmm. years in one's mm-hmm. life of growth mm-hmm. and such.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think we have data to show that memory becomes less reliable the younger you are, but it's certainly possible. To me, more than any eyewitness testimony, what would carry weight for me would be what did they find or not find on his computer or his other mm-hmm. digital devices? Because we know that this was, by whomever the perpetrator was, it was a sexually motivated crime. And sex crimes, a person may never have actually committed one before, but they've been fantasizing about it for years or even decades. And the fantasy material is what you find digitally stored because the person has been thinking about it and planning it and, you know, whatever they do yeah. when they're fantasizing about it, right? It's their form of sexual expression. And that has been going on and on and on. And so if they find absolutely no evidence of, you know, pornography of young girls or violent sexual acts, if they find no evidence of that, that would really tip the scales for me. Now, if they do find it, then it goes the other way. You have to really examine that really closely.
Could it be that he just was smart enough and knew how to delete that stuff off of his computer? Or is even that today one of those things where, yeah, that really doesn't work anymore?
No, like, it doesn't work. It's never gone. Anything that is in your computer, if you completely destroy the hard drive, then yeah, maybe it can't be recovered and they can't track you on the internet. But most people do not do that, which is why so many people get caught and convicted now.
And that's the thing. We haven't heard as of this moment in time, in the trial of any digital footprint.
No.
I would almost think that this would have been brought up by now, unless we're waiting for some big gotcha moment. But it seems the strongest pieces of arguments that they have putting Richard Allen at the scene is an unspent bullet that was face down into the ground. And his admission that he was there that day, and all of these coerced confessions as well. Let's talk about the coerced or the confessions. I know I'm jumping to conclusions by saying coerced, but I don't know, when you put somebody in a small solitary confinement room for years on end, a man that has no experience in a world like that, no convictions, no history. He worked at CVS, he had family, and suddenly he's there for years and you find him eating feces, and then you get a confession from him on a piece of paper. I don't know how, you know, accurate that is, especially when it looks like it might have been written by a crazy kindergartner, the way that piece of paper looked from what we saw.
Yeah, that's what makes this such an interesting puzzle, because obviously, I mean, in my opinion, the guy is psychotic, has been psychotic for some time now.
Sure.
It's really important to know the timeline of his mental health and psychiatric history. I heard from the defense some time ago that he did have a history of depression. And then I heard from, you know, the government, the state at some point, that he was diagnosed with schizophrenia. And so we've got these different labels flying around. What do they mean? People with depression, you can have a very severe major depression that results in psychosis. Looking at the veracity of all of the, you know, the material that have been relayed as confessions, we need to know what his mental state at the time was. I've even heard one of the YouTube experts who's a psychologist saying that he believes he was faking the psychotic symptoms. I don't know that I've seen lots of people try to fake psychosis to get out of, you know, criminal responsibility. I've never seen anybody eat feces and take it to that extent. So that says to me he's legitimately psychotic. He looks psychotic to me. But we also know that psychosis can ebb and flow over the course of a life. So a person may be floridly psychotic at some times and not really appear psychotic at others. So some of them can function in a workplace as long as it's not a real demanding job. You can also look at it on a continuum. So a person can be a little psychotic and then maybe go into a really stressful situation and become very psychotic. Mm-hmm. And what we know about psychosis is that people will often confess to all sorts of things they didn't do. And so I think that's really critical, is this mental health trajectory with him and what really happened and when did it start and when were the various confessions made. And that doesn't mean that a psychotic person doesn't sometimes confess to something they really did. Maybe they do, but other times they'll confess to things they didn't do. And that just makes this all the more murky.
Well, what's I find very interesting about this, and I was having this conversation earlier with Robin Dreek, former Marine, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, former FBI. And I said, you know, when it comes to like the world of spies, because that's where he was in spy recruiting and all of that, and you're trying to get information out of a foreign adversary or something of that nature, they don't play by these sort of rules where let's torture, and put them in a small, we have seen things like that happen, like at Guantanamo Bay and things like that. And like, what the hell were you all doing? This is insane. By any stretch of the imagination or any professional standards, you don't do that because it doesn't produce accurate results.
Exactly.
That's what's shocking to me is how we can, in one piece of our world and in one piece of, our government, if you will, we're talking militarily, they know this doesn't work. You can't coerce a confession that way. You're not going to get any accurate information that way. And if you're just someone, a layperson hearing this story, you go, oh, well, that makes sense. Then we hear the story of Richard Allen, and the exact same sort of things and conditions were happening to him, but somehow there are people expect different results of like, oh yeah, well, if he killed those girls, you know, he's going to confess. It's like this vitriolic, let's give it to the bad guy, even if he's not your bad guy. But if he is the bad guy, he's really going to crack. And I guess he got somebody to crack, but I don't know it was because he's really the bad guy.
Right. And the irony of our prison system and many jails also is that when they want to keep someone safe, mm-hmm. they put them in a situation that is hellish.
Yeah.
And one of the jails I used to go into to evaluate people, they called it the safety cell. And the safety cell was basically a cold room with padded walls and a concrete floor with no mattress. They took their clothing away. So there was no way they could hurt themselves. When I looked at it, it looked like the torture cell to me, not the safety cell, but that's what it was called. So there's some irony there. And he certainly has not been in a situation conducive to his mental health. But for me, it's really about the symptoms, what was causing them, what confession did he make at what point in time?
Yeah.
And were there things said when he was fairly symptom-free and cogent? I would give more credence to those than things that he said that were of a very bizarre nature when he was eating feces.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it would be very, very accurate. Just the idea that this is how our systems work. Do we need, you don't have investigators in a prison all the time or a jail. Number one, he shouldn't have been in a prison. We have already covered that a gazillion times, but he was. In a prison, you don't have your investigators. You don't have your attorneys there all the time. You oftentimes have your wardens that are right there. And I think sometimes just based on experience and stories, you have wardens that are almost wanting to play the role of investigator or playing the role of cop. And they're going to get that confession. They're going to get that information out of this guy that we know what he's in here for, but he hasn't been convicted of anything. Is it something where we need, better reforms there too in our prison system in terms of how we treat our prisoners in order to get information out of them if we want it? Because we seem to be going about it the exact opposite way of getting actual accurate information when we're trying to seek justice.
Yeah, I think that topic of prison reform, oh my gosh. Yeah, the whole thing, the fact that you basically have to join a racist gang, if you're black to survive, you join the black gang. Yeah. If you're white, you join, the other gang.
Yeah.
And that you have to be so aggressive rather than anything related to rehabilitation.
Yeah.
And so there is, from top to bottom, I think we have a mess and we need to do the whole thing differently. I don't see that happening in the current political state, but it would be wonderful if we did do a better job.
With only this bullet tying Richard Allen to the scene, and it's questionable if it even ties him to the scene, quite honestly. It was found after officers had combed the scene, had been around. The point was even made by Richard Allen's attorney that it's probably more likely that that single bullet that was found is more so from an officer accidentally dropping it while he was working the scene than it was from Richard Allen's weapon. The science of saying that this thing was cycled through Richard Allen's gun, also not that reliable or not that great in terms of the markings on it. It could have, you know, pretty much gone through any gun. And to be sitting there, that's all they have. There's no DNA. The only DNA they actually have is like someone else's hair in Libby's hand. Are they going to be able to land this thing in terms of the prosecution getting a conviction, do you think, thus far on what we know of the evidence?
Yeah, I am really curious. It's one I could not call because we certainly look at other cases where the evidence is overwhelming. And I think you and I can both say 99% odds that a person did it based upon what we're watching. Sure. This one isn't that way. It's very murky, very confusing, very convoluted. If you didn't have all his confessions, you know, it would certainly lean very strongly toward innocent. But we don't really have all the data yet. We don't have all the information. And I'm sad that we can't all watch because I think we could learn a lot from this trial. But I'm very curious to see ultimately what all comes out.
I know. I hate to say it because it's taken so long to get here and these families want justice. We're talking 2017. Feels to me like it could be a hung jury at some point. There's just too much back and forth. There certainly is reasonable doubt. I think without a doubt, there is reasonable doubt. Is it enough to sway a jury completely or get everybody on one side? I don't know. I mean, we're still somewhat early into this, but it's not supposed to last very long either. So we'll keep our eyes on it. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.